people. Welcome to the War Room. Today is tax day. That's where we... I think we work till about May of every year to pay our taxes, is what ends up being. When you look at all the taxes we pay. So, everybody bow down. I know we were told we were going to get rid of the IRS and get tariffs. But instead we got the Iran war, right? And who warned us about the Iran war? In fact, I just retweeted this from InfoWars fan. He said, just remember in June 2025, so almost a year ago today, Jones predicted all this would happen, that war with Iran would destroy Trump's base and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Who likes forever wars? Military industrial complex. What do they run? Just about everything in this country. So let's go to that clip first. And we got a big show. I got a jam-packed show. We're going to have Harrison Smith in studio with me down below in our podcast area. We're in the backup studio at this point, just trying to run through all the kinks. But we are going out live to everyone out there at InfoWars, at Real Alex Jones, and InfoWars.com/shows, where you can find all these streams. So let's go. Here's Alex's prediction. He said this was all going to happen. Here it is.
I support Trump until the last few days, about 98%. And when he does something I don't agree with, I say it because I'm not a cult. The Democrats have been the ones acting like a cult. And so for any populists or conservatives that think, oh, you're not supposed to criticize Trump, that that's somehow betraying Trump or turning against Trump, that's ridiculous. You know, you can agree with your wife or your husband about, you know, 95% of stuff, but if you disagree with them on something, it doesn't mean you're getting a divorce. My issue here is that this is the one big issue of escalating forever wars into nuclear war with the different war games and actuaries all going from bad to worse. This will, in all the research and political studies, destroy Trump's base and will drive them away from him and will kill the economy and will put the establishment that wants forever wars in the driver's seat. Now, Trump wants to show strength to Russia and China. And this has all come to a head with Iran. And Iran didn't make the deal. And now the U.S. forces are built up all around it. And the big tankers are deployed, and the aircraft carriers. And I've got my sources, so does Tucker, so does Bannon. The U.S. could do a massive strike as early as Thursday. Trump has told the people of Tehran and other major cities to evacuate. And just the last hour, Trump put out these cryptic statements. We now have complete and total control over the skies of Iran. That means the U.S. does. That means we're at war with them. Trump, unconditional surrender. Then this threat. We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding. He is an easy target, but is safe there. We are not going to take him out, kill, at least not for now. But we don't want missiles shot at civilians or American soldiers. Our patience is wearing thin. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
So there you go, right there, back in June, it was June 17th of 2025, Alex Jones, and that was during the time, right about the time we made those, that bombing, the daring bombing raid with our 30-something hour flight round trip. So you can see Jones already figured out what was going on and could kind of read the tea leaves. And so we'll have more. We're going to talk a little more about Iran. We're going to talk about Trump wanting to bring back FISA. You know, spying on him wasn't enough to try and the Russia hoax. We got to have more.
I know you're the big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. And you said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. If it doesn't work, tell me. Here it is, brother.
He's cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Dune, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, everyone, to The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on X at News News, DWSNEWZ. And we are here in the backup studios where we may find ourselves at the beginning of May coming up. But who knows? Stranger things have happened. We've been kicked out of our old studios before. We've had the internet cut. We've had armed security try to throw us out. So hasn't happened yet, but we think this is going to be the end. When they stop paying bills, it's not looking good. There's like an air conditioning unit that's not working. And we're trying to get a company to come out there. And they're like, hey, can you pay your other two times we came out? So it's kind of apropos that everything's just kind of crumbling at the Central Texas Command Center as we get ready to launch into what they call those escape pods. This is kind of an escape pod situation. You know, I'm here in this studio. We have a podcast studio downstairs, and there's a couple of little control areas. But you know what? We don't need that much to get this information out. And so that's what people are looking for, and that's what we're going to give them. So Trump put out a Truth Social post yesterday at 1:12. Let's see, when did the White House? The White House put it out at 1:12. And he says, I am working very hard with our great speaker, Mike Johnson, along with Chairman Jim Jordan and Chairman Rick Crawford to get a clean extension on FISA 702 through the House of Representatives this week. President Donald John Trump. And let's see if I got the full thing right here. Yeah. We need to stick together when this bill comes to the House Rules Committee today and keep it clean. I don't know what that means. I was a victim of the worst and most illegal abuse of FISA in our nation's history by the radical left lunatics who lied to the FISA court. Now, that's what you got to ask yourself. Do you really think that they were lied to? Or do you think that the judges could see what was going on and go, hey, you know what? We don't like Trump either. We're dimtards. You're dimtards. We work together. So we don't care if you lie. We're going to have a don't ask, don't tell policy. And so, yeah, sure, we'll rubber stamp whatever you want. Oh, you got a guy in another country that's talking to somebody? Sure, you could go after that other person because that's basically what FISA allows. And that's what this is going to allow. So the radical left lunatics who lied to the FISA court to spy on my 2016 presidential campaign and attempt to rig the election in favor of crooked Hillary Clinton. Their use of this instrument in the 2020 presidential election was even worse. When the dirty cop James Comey and failed head of the FBI went after me, he was using FISA Title I, the domestic collection, not FISA 702, the foreign collection. Well, that's wrong. That's how they were getting him in 2016. Does he not remember that? Where did Russia come from? It came from people outside the U.S. communicating with people inside the U.S., which allowed other bad actors in the Five Eyes to spy on those people and then give us the intelligence. Because that's basically what's going on. This is just to keep Five Eyes to spying on everybody, and then they just trade intelligence like baseball cards. The foreign collection, which needs to be extended today, while parts of FISA were illegally and unfortunately used against me in the Democrats' disgraceful witch hunt and attack in the Russia hoax, and perhaps they will be used against me in the future. Yeah. So that's why we need to keep it open, right? I am willing to risk that as a citizen in order to do what's right for our country. Yes, because we need illegal spying. That's what our country is apparently becoming. Our military desperately needs FISA 702 as it is one of the reasons we've had such tremendous success on the battlefield. So FISA is just a, I guess, just a conduit for Israel to go in and spy on people, both in Venezuela and Iran. Since the first day of my already historic second term, my administration has worked tirelessly to ensure these FISA reforms are being aggressively executed at every level of the executive branch to keep Americans safe while protecting our sacred civil liberties. BS. Guaranteed by our great Constitution. With the ongoing successful military activities against the terrorist Iranian regime, it is more important than ever that we remain vigilant, protect our homeland troops and diplomats stationed abroad, and maintain our ability to quickly stop bad actors seeking to cause harm to our people of the country. In fact, whether you like FISA or not, it's extremely important to our military. And I've spoken to many generals about this, and they all consider it vital. Not one even tactically said they can do without it, especially right now with our brilliant military operation in Iran. Thank you for your attention to this matter. I wonder if General Flynn thinks the same way. That'd be interesting to hear. Guys, see if General Flynn has actually commented on this. Justin Amash, former congressman, did comment on this, and he hasn't liked Trump, so I kind of take this with a grain of salt. But he is mostly right with this. The man who spent years whining that the government illegally spied on his campaign is now demanding Congress let him spy on every American without a warrant. The FISA 702 is a real threat to Americans' privacy. Warrantless surveillance of U.S. persons under the guise of targeting foreigners. Far bigger than the Title I abuse Trump complains about. Stop electing hypocrites who trash the Constitution. Tell Congress vote no on FISA 702. And I agree. They're, you know, they have the NSA. They're doing all these other things. For them to go in front of these judges and say, oh, we need to pass, you know, be able to spy on everybody. Because what they do is use the foreign person that they're looking at to basically go after people domestically. In fact, this is what Donald Trump said in May 27th of 2020. If the FISA bill is passed tonight on the House floor, I will quickly veto it. Our country has suffered through the greatest political crime in history. The massive abuse of FISA was a big part of it. But now he wants it. So 6 years later, it's almost 6 years later, he's like, no, FISA is good. I've talked to the generals. The generals need to spy on people. So there is that. Guys, did y'all go to that tweet? There were some memes that were under the White House tweet. I think people were responding with some pretty interesting memes. If y'all have those, bring them up. And if you don't, just say we don't have them and I will move on. I won't tread water any longer. What's that you say? Okay. All right. So I will continue. While we're there looking for those, I'll go to, these are a few InfoWars articles. Harrison was covering this. Trump anticipates Chinese leader will give him a big fat hug. You know, I don't know. I think China's probably pretty pissed that their oil daddy Iran is being messed with. Because they pay really cheap prices for oil because they have kind of a more or less exclusive deal with Iran. Iran, you know, delivers to a lot of people, but China gets a lot of their oil from Iran coming out of Karg Island, which is not a huge operation. I went and looked at it. I looked at it a few weeks ago when they were talking about invading Karg Island. I'm like, let's look at this island. Not very big. It's got about 50 oil containers and then some little offshoot ports where they can dock ships and, you know, fill them up and send them out. China is very happy that I'm permanently closing the Strait of Hormuz. This is what Trump said. I'm doing it for them as well and the world. The situation will never happen again. They have agreed not to send weapons to Iran. President Xi will give me a big fat hug when I get there in a few weeks. We are working together smartly and very well. Doesn't that beat fighting? But remember, we are very good at fighting. If we have to, far better than anyone else. And a lot of this stuff is bravado. People, you know, get freaked out about this, but that's kind of how Trump has been running since he started running. And we liked it when he was going against Jeb Bush and just decimating the field in that first primary. And even the second primary, he did good. And in terms of knocking these people back, which wasn't very hard. We just needed somebody to get up and just start talking the truth. Guys, if you can find this video, epic high school principal tackles shooter, takes a bullet to the leg while saving staff and students. Oklahoma high school principal is being hailed as a hero after tackling a gunman and preventing a potentially deadly shooting last week. That was posted about 2:38 today, so I guess this finally came out. Surveillance footage shows Paw Valley High School principal Kirk Moore open a door and charge at 20-year-old Victor Lee Hawkins. Doesn't seem like he's in high school, does it? But there he is. He had a pair of handguns and pointed them at a student sitting on a bench. Moore is seen pinning him down to the assistant principal since assist him in disarming the suspect. The principal was shot in the leg during the fight and is recovering. That's almost like a movie when that happened. There it is right there. Boom. And went for the guns. I guess that's, you know, when you're in these situations, go for the gun. Even if it does go off, it will hopefully won't be aimed at you. His principals look like they don't push their chair away from the buffet table too much. I'll tell you that. So he walked in the lobby, told everybody hit the ground and tried to shoot one student, but he was thwarted. This is in an affidavit. Hawkins reportedly addressed the firearms malfunction and started to fire at another student, but missed. So his gun malfunctioned. He might've had the safety on. And then Moore entered the scene and tackled the shooter. So whoever had the gun pointed at him and misfired, say your prayers tonight, man, because God saved your ass. Fortunately, didn't save this guy. DHS employee brutally murdered by suspect nationalized by the Biden regime. So the UK citizen was Alu Kaitan Aban Abel. He's got a lengthy rap sheet. Of course, we can't get rid of these people when they come in, and he pulled down the female victim's pants after shooting and stabbing her while she was walking her dog in a Georgia neighborhood. Trying to see when the date was this. Suspect was identified. He was naturalized in 2022. What was that? Okay. So this happened on Monday in DeKalb County. Just before 1 a.m., a woman, are you out walking at 1 a.m.? Priyana, excuse me, Priyana Weathers, 31, was shot and killed outside the Checkers restaurant in Decatur. Oh, that was another part of the killing spree. And then Lauren Bullis was walking her dog near her home at 7 a.m. Wow. Deport all illegals. Deport them. And this guy is a criminal. He doesn't get to be in the country anymore. He's got a lengthy rap sheet, but what are we doing? Eh, you know, send ICE after that guy. Here's another fellow we're watching spiral down. I guess he wants to show the world what happens when you get too much fame too quickly. Looks masking influencer. What's his name? Clavicular. Says he's okay after hospitalization for suspected OD on live stream. So these Gen Zers are trying to put everything that they do out there. And so instead of having a private moment with his doctor and his friends, like, man, I really screwed up, he's putting it all out there on for the whole world to see. So while we don't wish anyone to die, don't be stupid. And you guys said you found those memes. So let's go going back to the White House FISA memes. Let's throw those up there and you can just scroll. I was looking at them earlier and I was just like, my God, some of these are really funny. There's MAGA, grifters, panikins, libertarians, and Nazis. That's actually some guy who is a fan of the FISA. President Trump and America First movement. Yeah, that's right. Spying on people is part of it. Let's see. You'd let Trump fart in your mouth and say it tastes like cotton candy, you retarded. Well, let's go scroll back and let's read what that person said. Now go back the other way. The one with the donut in his mouth. Keep going. Right there. Remember when the Doomer fags said Trump wasn't doing anything about FISA? They get to eat another SHIT sandwich. That's right. Because leaving the loophole open for the government to spy on you is eating an SHIT sandwich. All right, let's see some more memes. There's going to be more. We must have this stuff go around the earth before it gets to you guys. Are y'all hearing me clearly? Oh, we can't bring it back up? Oh, we can. Okay, yeah, just leave this up and let's scroll through them slowly. All right, we got that one. That guy gets to fart in his mouth. And there's the persistence says, thanks you, President Trump. And then Jack Posobiec says, restore the Fourth Amendment. Does this mean MAGA is not only dead, but brain dead now? Okay. He's extending it, not crushing it. That's a betrayal. Yeah, I like how he's trying to say the 702 is not going to be used. Kamala will send your children to war. Stop wars. Vote Trump Vance. Yeah, interesting. Keep going. Yeah, there's a bunch of like picture memes, but I guess they've all been shuffled down to the bottom. So whatever. We're moving on. Let's move on to Eric Swalwell. We don't have as big a desk, so I have to like be very careful with my here's a meme. I'm gonna win this one. Look at that right there. Y'all remember Family Circus? It was like a one panel comic strip back in the day. Well, now it's called Pepe Circus, and it's about, I think there's four kids in this family and the parents, and they're trying to, you know, it's quasi-Christian. And this one, the older brother is, he said dudes can get pregnant, so I knocked his retarded ass out. I kind of think that's funny. I would love to see Pepe Circus get syndication, and that would really, really piss a lot of people off that read newspapers. All right, let's go to Eric Swalwell. Oh, that's Boasberg. That's another one. I'll get into that in a little bit. So this has happened yesterday. Another Eric Swalwell accuser came forward. Of course, we know Swalwell has left, basically, Congress, and he's left running for the governor of California. So now that's kind of getting thrown up. And what people are saying, at least I have a Stephen Miller clip that we'll go to in a second. And that one is... it's going to be 15 when we go to it. Don't go to it yet. And then we'll go to this other one. But this happens all the time in Washington. You've got a guy that you know is dirty, you know is corrupt, you know is a liar, you know is double dealing, you know he's effing Chinese spies. And what do they get him on? Oh, having sex with a prostitute. And like sexually assaulting his campaign staff. And I'm not saying that's not bad, but we never get the real goods. We never get the fact that we know this guy, most likely, I would say 90% chance he's CIA, working with John Brennan, trying to destroy the country from within, total communist, but we don't get any of that. No, that always gets hidden, and it's kind of covered up when you listen to what Stephen Miller is saying with... he was on with Jesse Waters. So here's that clip. This is clip 15.
Has the president said anything about Swalwell? I don't know if he's said anything. Has he been following that?
Why, has he had a bad week, Jesse? I haven't been watching.
He might be busy with bigger matters of war and peace.
Couldn't have happened to a better person. But look, here's the most important thing if we have 10 seconds on this, and I'm sure you would agree with this. The most important part about this story, and look, Swalwell is a scumbag. He is a terrible person, the worst of the worst, the lowest of the low, the most dishonest and the most dishonest. But the real story here is how the Democrat Party controls its members through blackmail. It's got a blackmail file on all of its politicians, and it uses them to leverage and control them until it's time to release it. That is how sick and twisted the Democrat Party is. That's the next thread we've got to pull out here, Jeff.
Turn blossom.
And so that part there is right on the money. They do have these guys under blackmail, which is how they get them to say stupid things like men are women and men can compete against women in sports because they're all blackmailed. Who is it? Adam Schiff. One of his main donors is in jail right now for drugging black men and raping them. One of them died while he was doing this in California. So let's roll this, and you can keep a little bit of the music. This is from Johnny St. Pete at Johnny McCloy. I believe Sir Eric Swalwell is a CIA asset. Watch until the end. Start rolling this video and I'll start talking over it. Remember when General Flynn said he knew for a fact Brennan was working with people inside the government? What if I told you that Swalwell was sacrificed in push out and an op to try and slow down the focus on Brennan possibly being indicted? And so what we're seeing now is Brennan being questioned. It started off with Sean Penn working with the Ukrainian dictator and Swalwell, and they're all going over there, and they're all buddies and pals. And Sean Penn's part of this whole operation, too. What if I told you Brennan was likely feeding Swalwell questions a year ago during the fake Russia collusion hoax? And we're going to get to that here. Let's listen in on Flynn.
Bring his ass in. Bring his ass in. The U.S. Marshal Service needs to go arrest that man. This coup d'etat that is continuing to ongo here against the United States of America. The guy who's at the head of it is John Brennan. And John Brennan, and I hope he's listening, because I know he does. He knows exactly. Sometimes when I put stuff out, I get all kinds of hate mail, right, from different people. Yeah, with his shit-eating grin. President Trump actually could and should bring this guy in immediately. Put him under the lights and have him answer questions about what he's been doing. Now, let me tell you what I know that he's been doing, okay? John Brennan has been colluding with people inside of our government. Okay, what I just said is very damaging and very damning. So inside of our government, he's been colluding with people outside of the government that recently served in our government to undermine not only President Donald J. Trump, but to undermine the United States of America. So, play that again a couple of times, folks. You know, listen again to what Mike Flynn just said, because what I just said is a very true statement. Donald J. Trump needs to address the nation. He needs to get his team in prior, and he needs to go out. He needs to go through with them. I want to know everything that you're doing to get after these issues. I mean,
Are you aware of what the Bureau has briefed this committee with respect to evidence?
Here's Swalwell asking,
I watched Jim Comey's hearing and his comments, and I've gone through his transcript, so I'm aware of it, yes.
Are you aware of what the FBI has briefed this committee in a classified setting with respect to evidence collusion?
No, I'm not. Totally not.
Director, May 10th of this year produced an unsettling image inside the Oval Office. President Trump standing and laughing with Russia's Ambassador Kislyak and Foreign Minister Lavrov. It's been further reported that President Trump shared highly sensitive code word information with Russia, putting at risk U.S. lives and jeopardizing sources and methods. Director, are the Russians worthy of receiving such information in the manner alleged?
I believe it's important for the U.S. Intelligence to provide to any of our foreign partners any information related to terrorist threats to foreign countries or their citizens. And that's why I authorized the provision of classified information numerous times to the Russians that I believe saved Russian lives. As I mentioned, there is an appropriate manner and procedure for doing that. They need to be followed scrupulously so that there's not going to be a undermining of those collection capabilities and systems.
Director, you warned Bortnikov that there would be consequences if they meddled in our elections. When you look at that picture and the manner in which allegedly classified information was conveyed to the Russians, do you see consequences for their actions?
Again, I don't know the totality of the actions that have been taken against the Russians. I know that, again, the Obama administration in January took actions against them.
Director, with respect to the
contact. We're going to pick this up on the other side of the break, and I'm going to read through this thread here that just shows these weird consulting fees being paid to Swalwell. They're basically flushing an asset down the toilet. This has nothing to do. The Democrats love.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. You get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Coming up in the third hour, I'm going to have Joe Biggs on. He just announced last night that the government has vacated his charges. He can have his guns back. He's going to get his military benefits, travel the world. So basically, he's a free man. I posted that last night. It was pretty late when I posted it. What time was that? Yeah, 2 a.m. Yeah, I should have been sleeping. But I was up and I was happy to see that. I actually saw that on Facebook and I moved it over to Twitter and I called him, texted him this morning and said, you want to come on and talk about it? He's like, yeah, let's do it. And next hour, I'm going to go downstairs to the podcast studio. We're going to have Harrison Smith on. We're going to talk about what's going on in, Ireland. And I've got some other things where I think we're going to talk about Trump's. I think he did a really good job the other day on Monday going after the Pope. And the Pope, you know, worshiping with the Muslims at places where the Muslims were, you know, basically massacring Christians and saying, you know, this is a religion of peace. And I don't know if I saw this or dreamed it, but I think Tucker might have posted something about how Muslims are like our friends or something. And I'm not saying Muslims are bad, but I also wouldn't necessarily say going around like the Islamic religion is our friend. But, and I'm going to get back into this Eric Swalwell piece because this is interesting. This has nothing to do with sexcapades. This has to do with we got a guy that we think is going to squeal, so we're going to ship him on out. We don't trust him like we do Gavin Newsom. But before we do that, the way we are supported here is when you go to the alexjonesstore.com. We're coming back from break. You saw some of the t-shirts from the 1776 limited edition collection. There they are again. They got 1776 on the shoulder. The stacked InfoWars logo that you see there as the bug, the cube 3D bug twirling around on the bottom left hand of your screen, can now be on a shirt. We got them in camo. I'm wearing one right now that's like it's like navy blue with the red InfoWars stacked logo. May 1st, you're not going to be able to get these. This is your last chance to go there and get those right now. And I would encourage you to become a VIP, because when you become a VIP, you pay $30 a month, but you get $40 to spend at the store. I would say probably these shirts aren't going to last, especially some of the cooler designs aren't going to last. But we also have this new special offer. If you've tried the CMOS and haven't tried the Shilajit, or if you've tried the Shilajit and haven't tried the CMOS, if you subscribe to Shilajit, then you get your first months of CMOS capsules for free. Or if you subscribe to CMOS, you get your first month of Shilajit capsules for free. So it's your chance to try out both products. Check it out at thealexjonesstore.com without paying full price. That is a limited time offer. Also, we have another subscription offer. If you subscribe to the Ultimate Energy or Ultimate Chill, these are, I wouldn't say basic products, but they don't have a ton of ingredients. You don't need a lot. One's got caffeine and L-theanine to give you a burst of energy, but keep it smooth. And then the Ultimate Chill, that's Ultimate Energy. Ultimate Chill has ashwagandha root with a little magnesium and the L-theanine to kind of chill you out at the end of the night. Maybe take it a couple hours before you go to bed, get a great night's sleep. You could subscribe to either one or both for $16.99 a month for the first 1,000 people. So 1,000 people can lock that price in for life if you stay subscribed. After that, the price is going to go to $24.99 when you subscribe to it. So check that out now. Also, this is going to be your last 2 weeks to get the InfoWars Cooler Bundle. We don't have too many more of those left. It's 60% off. You're going to save about $100. It's about $80 right now, $79.99. VIP members pay $63.99. So the ultimate portable cooler. I was telling people yesterday how I use it as a carry-on bag. So, you know, if you go traveling somewhere, boom, you have your cooler with you. You don't have to worry about buying a cooler or scrounging a cooler up. You've got one as your carry-on. And then when you're done, all you do is dump the ice out, dry it out with a towel, and you put your stuff back in. It's good to go. But it also comes with some polarized sunglasses and some InfoWars koozies. Very thick insulation there, almost like sort of like a what you'd see with, you know, Yeti type of coolers, but in that soft form factor with the zipper around the top. I think Rob Aguirre has mine, my old Yeti that's like this, that he ended up with it somehow in his car. And I still haven't seen it back, and I know he's got it. But let's move on. I could hear him from in here. It's okay, Rob. You can have it. I've got plenty of coolers. I'm a big fan of the cooler carry-on bag when you're traveling. So that's a little travel hack. It's another travel hack that, you know, some of these body scanners, if you can't lift both arms up, like this arm I can lift up. This one, I got a bad shoulder. I can't lift it up. So I go, hey, I can't, you know, the body scanners, at least the older ones, you have to have both arms up like this. I can't do that. So they take you out of the body scanner and bring you through the, or before you get in the body scanner, they bring you through the, what's it called, the metal detector, and then they just swab your hands to see if you're making bombs or something. I don't know why they do that, but I guess it's something that has to do with bomb-making material. They just want to see what's on your hands. It's a little travel hack. Works for me. Let's go back to Eric Swalwell. I want to finish reading this. You just saw, as we were going to break, Swalwell like throwing softball questions to John Brennan, making him look like, oh, so admit that you've given information to the Russians, but say you did it the right way, right? You get to say you did it the right way. What if I told you that Brennan was likely feeding Swalwell questions years ago during a fake collusion hoax? Now, what if I told you Swalwell and Brennan both went to the premiere of a film called Words of War, which is an anti-Russian Putin film about a journalist? And guess who else was there? Bob Woodward. They were all on a panel. They're on the panel at the end of the film. What if I told you Sean Penn was there as the producer? Yes, Sean Penn went to Ukraine to give Zelensky his Oscar. You saw that in the beginning of the video. You could see him pulling out the Oscar, giving it to Zelensky, because the Hollywood is used by the CIA to indoctrinate. And what if the other film that was pushed and given awards this year, the anti-ICE film, One Battle After Another? It's amazing how they knew that there was going to be ICE raids, and they went and produced this film and shot it before the ICE raids even happened. Isn't that amazing how they just knew what was going to happen? Guess who else was in that film? Sean Penn. Remember, he was the racist. If you've seen the film, I'm going to go ahead and spoiler alert it for you. He was the racist. I had to watch it so me and Jones could show clips on it. It was, God, terrible movie. But Sean Penn was the racist colonel, or I think he was a colonel, who ended up impregnating one of the revolutionaries, one of the commies, and then his daughter is born, and who Leonardo DiCaprio is raising, thinking it's his daughter, and she wasn't. So where did all that money come from? I believe the deep staters had compromised Swalwell for years. They had pulled his card, orchestrated a takedown to deflect because they want to sacrifice him as red meat to distract from the higher-ups. Remember, Pelosi is retiring. John Solomon said yesterday the walls are closing in on Brennan, which I don't think they're going to do anything to Brennan because they would have done it already if they were. They'll likely make a deal to keep Swalwell quiet on collusion in the Jan 6 operation. They know he's the weak link and are afraid someone of giving up all the cards. The machine and Obama want their billionaire Steyer, that's Tom Steyer, who basically has put out his thing where he said, we're going to go after ICE. We're going to prosecute ICE leaders in California because we don't like them removing our criminals. We need our criminals to keep, you know, California a shithole. That's literally what he wrote in his screed, in more words than less. So they can kill two birds with one stone. So they get Swalwell out of the governor's race. They got Tom Steyer, who they know they can control. And they couldn't risk Swalwell in there. So they threw him away just to show how easy it is. And if he keeps quiet, all this is going to go away. All this will get dropped. You know, they always have a stable of women ready to appear out of nowhere and go, I was raped. And I'm not saying these people were raped or they weren't, but they always have them ready. And that he looks like he's with a hooker. That's the hooker. Like, you got to ask yourself, who gets a hooker and then brings their friend in and say, hey, film some of this for blackmail later? I mean, there's obviously a dude standing there or a woman standing there filming that. So Eric Swalwell, who sits on the House Intel Committee, House Intel Committee executively produced Worlds of War, a film romanticizing Anna Politkovskaya as a heroic journalist murdered by Putin. Ex-CIA Director John Brennan showed up at the National Press Club screening with Bob Woodward to hype it as a brave press freedom truth-telling. In reality, she was a partisan activist whose paper took Open Society funding, Soros Open Society funding. That was her newspaper that she worked with. She hammered Russian actions in Chechnya while downplaying the Chechen terrorists like Beslan and the Moscow theater siege. Did Putin ever take it out? Maybe, but let's not pretend she was anything than another asset of the globalists who chose which horrors to document. And there's also Swalwell's pocketing $32,000 a year in administrative office work for Schmersh LLC, Spycraft Entertainment, run by retired CIA officers John Cypher and Johnny O'Shea. Those guys recently had Christopher Steele on their podcast. And so who was Christopher Steele? He was the guy who Hillary Clinton funded the Steele dossier with, which was used to basically set up the spying network and create the Russia hoax. So let's watch the rest of that video with old Eric Swalwell so we can see who he really is. He's not what you think. He's not just a creepy dude who probably couldn't get anything, but because he's empowered by the Dimtards to just prey on women. But that's just his weakness. Here's the rest of that clip.
And in this case, when did it?
I guess it's all sort of very sui generis as far as the instances are concerned, but As I said, there was a backdrop there of known Russian efforts to interfere in an election.
It's the same actors all the way through. You got Eric Swalwell, you got Adam Schiff, you got John Brennan. You've got this whistleblower who starts with Biden all the way back in 2014 and 15 and is still going in 2019 and 20. I think you're going to see a new attorney general, the current FBI, who wrote the conspiracy case memo, and the team down in Florida really escalate their move towards a large conspiracy case. I think you'll see in the next month two big things: a decision on whether to indict John Brennan for obstructing Congress. That's a big name. That's a big charge. And they're looking at some new evidence that came from the National Security Advisor, the President Trump, Mike Rogers, and possibly bringing new charges against James Comey. There's a lot of activity on that. And then when you start to get those people under indictment, you may make a deal. Once you get one insider to flip, just like you do in the mob or the drug cartels, you then are able to put all the conspirators together in one big conspiracy.
That shakeup in the race for Governor Eric Swalwell is out. In just a few days, Swalwell had gone from being a front runner in this race for governor to fighting accusations that have upended his 20-year career in Congress.
And there are also calls now for Swalwell to resign or be removed from Congress by fellow lawmakers.
Breaking news, because the five gets results, maybe. Eric Swalwell is resigning from Congress.
President Obama calls a meeting of his National Security Council, his top officials, to be held on what they called a sensitive topic. And the results of that meeting, which we released yesterday in these over 100 documents that talk about in detail how President Obama and his team, he directed a manufactured piece of intelligence that detailed not if, but how Russia tried to influence the outcome of the United States election that President Trump won in November of 2016. This document was then used as the foundation for everything that came next. It was essentially a years-long coup that was launched against President Trump before he even had the opportunity to take his oath of office and be sworn in as President of the United States. So, as you know, there was a Mueller investigation that went on for years, cost taxpayers nearly $40 million. There were two congressional impeachments. President Trump and almost every member of his family were smeared and attacked, faced lawsuits, depositions. High-level officials were investigated. Some were arrested and put in jail. The list goes on and on about the ramifications of this, but foundational to it all was the fact that we had in President Obama and his leadership team, people who did not want to accept the will of the American people in electing Donald Trump in 2016, and therefore cooked up this treasonous conspiracy to, again, try to effectively, and they did effectively, launch a years-long coup against the sitting president of the United States. No one, no matter who they are, no matter how high up they are or how powerful they may be, no matter who the intelligence officials or professionals were who were a part of this treasonous conspiracy, there must be accountability. The truth must be shown to the American people in order to ensure that there is this faith and trust and integrity in our democratic republic for the sake of the future of our country. But these documents detail, to me, in my view, cannot be explained as anything but a treasonous conspiracy.
Man, I tell you, I really got to suck in some hopium. Oh, come on, one more. Oh, that feels so good. I give my little hopium fix on, because that's kind of how I feel. I don't feel really much is going to happen, but we are, we do need it every once in a while, right? Hopium gets you through the day. It would be nice if we really went after these deep state actors. I have no faith in the DOJ to do anything. I mean, you got Kash Patel, who's decided he's more interested in going to see his international country superstar girlfriend and hang out with the hockey teams than actually do anything and not look at any foreign influence into Charlie Kirk's assassination. And now we have Todd Blanch, the man who basically stopped the weaponization of government committee out of the DOJ, the subset of the DOJ, stopped them from working. So there it is. But all right. As we end this segment, we're going to go back in time for a man who was never afraid to confront people. This is back to the 2016, the start of the GOP convention, Alex Jones versus Karl Rove. This will take you back almost 10 years ago. Here it is.
Third Blossom, I am a friend. You know that.
Right? Don't touch me again. Do not touch me again. Oh, you understand?
Sure, I'm friendly.
No, do not touch me again.
Well, sure, I want
to. You do that and you're in trouble.
Come on, TB. I'm your friend.
Alex Jones here reporting for InfoWars.com. We just arrived. It is Sunday evening in the twilight here in Cleveland. The RNC officially kicks off tomorrow. We're going to be here all week covering what's happening. We've got rallies. We've got aircraft in the air with Hillary for President signs. We've got trucks traveling around town, Hillary for President. We are fighting hard to try to keep this master criminal from taking over our government. I didn't come here to dig up old skeletons that were in the George W. Bush administration. People know I was a big critic of that administration. Obama's been about three times worse, quite frankly. But it doesn't matter. One of the main architects of the incredible corruption, the amnesty plans, the assault weapons ban they supported is Karl Rove. But I saw him at the Dallas airport before he boarded the plane to come here, because I flew from Austin to Dallas, was about to fly to Cleveland. And my camera crew and folks were like, hey, man, you really ought to go over and ask Karl Rove some questions. So I was like, listen, we had a reporter like 5-6 years ago just ask a question. He had him arrested in Austin. And I said, what's the point? And they said, well, you know, all the things he's done. I said, okay, I'll go over there, but I'm going to be nice. So I go over there, and he's like, I'm not talking to you. I work for Fox News, blah, 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 all this stuff. And I'm like, listen, even Donald Trump said giving money to you for your super PACs is like throwing it away, because it's like the guy works for Hillary or something. I mean, he works for the Bushes that vacation with the Clintons. So I asked him about that. He ran over to the ticket counter, called the police. Security came, but they said, look, he didn't do anything. Just leave him alone. Don't do anything on the plane. So I said, fine. I just asked him a few questions. It's America. Then we get off the plane in Cleveland. He's coming down the concourse. I asked him about his quote about, we're history's actors. The truth doesn't matter. Remember, he told the New York Times and Washington Post that he controls reality. So I thought it was funny, him carrying his own bags and him dropping stuff. You know, I go to the baggage claim where, again, there's Karl Rove. I only talked to him once, but then, boom, he's at the baggage claim. So I go on and talk to him again. And this time, he gets really pissed. He's totally ignoring me. I've got fans there. He's got people that support him. We're all talking. He's ignoring the fact that I'm there. And I'm saying, listen, you say you control reality. You can't dodge this question. You say facts don't matter. You are history's actor. You're basically God. Talk to me. So he won't talk to me. So I'm like, come on, Carl. I'm a friend. Barely patting. And he just blows up. It was pretty crazy. So I'm going to show you this video right now. But that's not why we're in Cleveland. But it just does illustrate just how removed from reality these people are and how they think they can play God. They're just normal people like us. But quite frankly, we're going to be reporting tonight and tomorrow on the tragic deaths of the police officers in Baton Rouge, that these were folks that came from outside the area, from other states, to come kill police in Baton Rouge. Because Obama, at the ceremony for the dead police officers, the funeral in Dallas, talked about Baton Rouge and Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota, where there were some questionable deaths. You know, the president, when cops are dead in Dallas, saying, we've got to basically, this was justice killing cops. You don't just kill random cops from some jurisdiction because some other cop you think did something bad 1,000 miles away. That's crazy. That'd be like a black person committed a crime, just randomly go shoot some black person 1,000 miles away, or if a white person committed a crime, go shoot some random white person 100 miles away or 200 miles away or 1,000 miles away. It's crazy. So we're focusing on the attempt to start a race war. I just think it's interesting that Karl Rove just flips out and thinks he's God and won't talk to the press. I mean, it's a joke. He was talking to everybody else and taking photos, all this other crap. He was schmoozing these delegates. Oh, I forgot one more piece of the story. We're going to go to the video. One more piece. There's just so much that happened. And I've got crew as witnesses to this. He's coming by us in the plane and stops to talk to people that I heard saying they were superdelegates. He's talking to this old group of folks, this old group. Nothing against old people. I love them to death. But these are Fox News folks. I mean, like 85, 90 years old, like reanimated corpses. And they're like, we saw him. He's drunk. He's a troublemaker. We're going to report him. He's like, good job. We saw him. You be sure to report him. He's like, I get you, boy. So that's really the reason that when I waited on the concourse, I just couldn't help it. I wanted to ask him the history's actor question because I've forgotten that one. And then it's like, oh, my God, I went to the bathroom and stuff, so I thought, oh, he's not down there at the baggage. And then it's Karl Rove at the baggage claim. So here is the footage, and hey, I can scratch that off my to-do list. I have now officially confronted Karl Rove, a serious war criminal. Carl. Carl, are you history's actor for real? Here he is right here.
Yeah. Guys, I never met anybody that controls history. Look right there. He said the people don't, just like almost like Hillary. That's Karl Rove that controls history. He told the New York Times once, he said, I control history. Reality doesn't matter. And we're going to get your guns. We're going to open the borders up. Yes, ma'am. Anyways, Carl, why are you running so much?
More importantly,
why'd you call the cops on us earlier for asking questions?
Absolutely.
Hey, Carl, why'd you call the cops on us earlier for asking questions? Is he still American, Carl? Look at him right here. This is Carl.
Same time.
Come on, be nice. He totally ignores me. Earlier, he ran over the ticket guy. I mean, I thought he was a mess.
Hold on, lock that shirt in the back.
We live in a strange city.
I know.
Can I take a picture with
him? Yeah, come on.
Ask him about controlling history.
I'm Jimmy Garza's wife.
Hey, Carl.
Nice to see you.
Good. Carl, tell us about controlling history. Or being a history's actor.
Thank you.
Did you get into that by the Screen Actors Guild?
No, not at all. Not
thank
at
you.
All.
You want us to protect you?
Here, here. He'll take it.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Can I have a picture with you, too?
There you go, folks. Wait, this is a picture of me. There we go.
There we go.
What?
How's Bandar Bush going?
Thank you.
Girl, I can't believe you are so scared to answer questions.
Can I take a picture with you as well?
Absolutely. Thank you. Here at the stuff.
Here.
Sure, you can. There you go. Oh, Carl. That bag's history's actor right there. Inside that bag is the entire planet. That nose hair. Right there is history's actor.
Thank you. What branch?
There we go. He's very mad at me right now. Carl, it's good hanging out with you. I really appreciate your time today. It's like, holy smokes, how impressive. All the geriatrics you broadcast to. Very impressive. Like you're broadcasting to a crypt or a mausoleum or an internment home.
He said this thing.
How are they doing?
You just got the Undertaker.
We're from Janesville originally.
Oh,
we're neighbors in Florida.
Oh, fantastic.
Totally friend. Hey, Carl, why'd you call the cops on us earlier?
Really good.
I've heard it all. I want to have a conversation. I want to get on the plane and get here. But did he go over Gulf security on us?
He did.
Can you say I love Adrian from Hidalgo County?
I love Adrian from Hidalgo County. I love this shirt, Mola Labe.
Right.
On InfoWars, right?
Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
How are you doing?
Okay. Now, again, you got to do the good and the bad, the Karl Rove and Alex Jones, you know.
They're right here. Hey.
There we go.
Trey Blossom, I am a friend. You know that.
Right? Don't touch me again. Do not touch me again. Do you understand?
Trim and friendly.
No. Do not touch me again.
Well, sure. Hold on.
You do that, you're in trouble.
Well, you already called the cops once. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Don't touch me again.
Sure, yeah. Well, there you go. It's all intact. He's so angry. I mean, earlier, I didn't even. Trey Blossom. Matter. He doesn't like the nickname. Trey Blossom. And I was just asking. That was kind of his black news. He kind of triggered him with the social justice warrior.
For those who don't know, Turd Blossom was his name that George Bush gave him. That was his pet name. We'll be right back. Harrison Smith on deck.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexofstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the InfoWar this far.
Please take action now. For those of you who've been on the fence over body thing, DollarSoulStore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks, we're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.